Hello, Moses and the Firstborn. Thanks.
Hello.
Thanks for coming to our music magazine. Maybe you could introduce yourself, who you are, and your name, and what instrument you are playing tonight.
I am Corto, C-O-R-T-O. I'm 23 years old and I play bass guitar. Yeah.
My name is Mela. I'm 23 years old and I play the guitar and I sing.
My name is Ernst. I'm 29.
Ooh, that's so old.
Ripple.
And I play guitar.
I'm Raven. I'm 19 years old and I play the drums.
Ooh, that's quite young. So you're in general a quite young band.
Yeah.
In but general.
we could say so. And already quite famous in Netherlands, aren't you? So I read about that.
Yeah, I mean, we're trying
seems to, know you
to play like as much as we can, and it's really cool to notice that there are like more people coming to the show every time. But I don't know, I don't feel like we're really famous or anything. But
no, it's, I mean, like in the national newspapers and on national radio, we get played or get some
attention.
Yeah. So. That's really good, actually. I mean, a lot of bands only stick it to the regional thing, and I think that's why.
But we are really glad that there are people digging the music, definitely.
What do Dutch people have? What kind of music taste Dutch people have in average?
I don't know.
Dance
think
floor and techno style? Or because you are playing rock and roll.
Yeah.
Dance is very popular.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
But it's like most bands from the Netherlands make like more like mainstream rock, like rock pop. So it's more focused on the softer guitars and so.
Yeah, I think Germany is a little bit more rock oriented.
Yeah,
definitely.
Which is great, like for
harder,
like us. Yeah, or at least that's what we feel over here.
I think when we do a show here, the crowd seems to understand it a bit more, maybe. Or they're always very enthusiastic.
Mm. So you're missing a bit the scene in Netherlands.
Yeah, you have quite a
subculture.
Yeah, you have some really good bands, like which are almost doing the same. Or like they say, they started at the same time as we started. So that's really cool that we got like the opportunity to do more shows like together.
Yeah.
But the scene isn't that big.
No, but I also think that in the Netherlands, I mean, in Germany, you have a lot of really big cities, like only like in the Ruhrgebiet, and like, I mean, that's like one gigantic city, and that region is city-wise, it's as big as the whole of the like every city in the Netherlands. So that's I think like in Amsterdam, if you play in Amsterdam or in Utrecht or even in Eindhoven, there's a crowd, but of course it is like multiple times bigger in Germany, so because there are more people here, so it's quite.
And for instance, when we played in Hanover yesterday, there was a really big crowd, and it was just like this Tuesday night, and they do it every night, and they have bands on.
In
but
the
it
middle
was
of
actually
week,
packed. It was like Tuesday, and there were so many people, and you know,
also it's
a bit more alive, maybe, I guess. You know,
yeah, I guess like in the Netherlands, you have cities like Amsterdam, maybe Utrecht, and Groningen or something, where there's like a really lively scene. But apart from that, like as Corda said, the cities are just way smaller, so there wouldn't be anybody on a Tuesday night.
No,
But
it's also a problem here in Freiburg, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So we're going to get a hard time tonight.
Fortunately, tomorrow is a holiday in
Germany. Okay. Cool.
Reunion.
Oof.
Eastern and Western Germany. Yeah, lucky.
That's cool.
I think there will be some people tonight.
Cool.
Yeah. Moses and the Firstborn, it sounds like a line from the Bible. So I didn't really research for that. Maybe you can tell me something about your name, Moses, and the Firstborn.
It's as a child, I used to watch The Prince of Egypt, the animated movie, a lot. Like, I've seen it 40 times, probably. And it just made a huge impression, especially in the moment where Moses, you know, supposedly kills all the firstborn Egyptian children. Was as a small child, it was quite cruel, and it still is as I think about it. So it kind of stuck with me, and that's where it came from. It's not like, you know, we're a Christian band or whatever. It's just in there.
You wouldn't sit here if you would be a...
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay, but it was your idea, and yeah, it has to do with your biography a bit.
Well, I just had the, like, I was writing songs at one point in recording, and I just used that name. Like, in my iTunes, I used Moses and the Firstborn, just like, okay, that's what this project is called. And then I started to look for band members, and I first got in contact with Raven, and later on we found Ernst & Corto, and everybody kind of approved of the name. It wasn't really an issue.
So. No, not at all. And actually, like, it's spelled with a C right now, because Ernst... typed it that way, right?
Yeah, that's true.
I think it looks better with a C.
Yeah, it does.
It was not a mistake.
It was on purpose.
Yeah. And it's cool to have like this little Dutch thing in the English name.
Yeah, the Z is the Dutch spelling.
Yeah, especially when you see it like in America or something, when they write something about us and you see like the Dutch spelling. I like that.
I always thought it would be Moses and the Firstborn. That was my mistake. And I always said on via radio, okay, next Wednesday there's this great band, Moses and the Firstborn. And I was going, oh no, it's it has nothing to do with fists.
Yeah, I wonder how that looks like, somebody born with a fist.
It's only a fist.
As somebody very eager to fight. It's like I was born with fighting. My fist.
And it's also this on the cover, like, fighting picture.
Yeah, that's true.
Almost horrible. Yeah, your sound, we just had the chance to listen to the opener of your record, Moses and the Firstborn. It's a self-titled record, Bloodsucker. And I had Paul McCartney in my ears, so a Beatles piece almost.
Cool.
So the 60s, 70s is something that influenced you, although you are that young?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there are great bands from that era. And with the recording of this record, like, we did a lot of it through tape or cassette. So you get this 60s, 70s sound anyway. Like, I think that's where the sound comes from a little bit.
Yeah. So what is the decade of music that influenced you most? Is it the 60s, 70s? Or you think that this is the most important decade in music history?
I don't know. I think, like, we listen to music from all eras, actually. We like a lot of 60s bands, but it's not like we're some sort of 60s revivalist band or anything. I mean, there are a lot of great bands at this moment, too.
Yeah.
Right? I think everybody is the same.
And it's always, like, really hard to say, like, everything past the Beatles or Rolling Stones to say, like, oh, yeah, we're not influenced by it at all. Because so many bands that are influenced by that. So.
The bands you know from the 60s, you only know the good bands because I think those are the only ones who really survive, you know?
Yeah.
And I think, like, a year, like, 30 years further and you listen to music from the... like the zeros, then you only hear the great bands because they're the only ones who survive, and then you'll be like, oh man, in that era, every band was great,
must have
you know?
Been great.
Yeah. I think it goes like that.
Is this record influenced by other artists except the Beatles and Rolling Stones, maybe? Because I read of names like Beck, Oasis, Daft Punk. So these are also artists you really adore.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, as we said, we listen to a lot of music from different eras. It's like from 50s, 60s, into, you know, like to the 90s, and
like even modern stuff.
I think there's. You can, on the album, there's a couple of songs which are maybe a bit more 90s or a bit more zeros or a bit more 60s. So there's a lot of artists that inspired us, but I wouldn't be able to name all the artists.
No, but I think like Beck and Daft Punk, they're like really good examples of like artists where we listen to particular songs just because we liked elements of the song sound-wise, and try to develop that into some of the songs. But
yeah, you spoke about them in the description of the songs.
Yeah, I did an interview, I think.
Oh, okay.
And I thought, because like Seasons, it's a song on the record, and we have the guitars, which are like almost chopped and screwed because they start and end immediately. And that was like kind of the idea I was looking for. I heard in Robot Rock by Daft Punk, which is like really mechanically. And so it drew inspiration from that song, although you wouldn't hear it if you just listened to Seasons, you know?
We don't wear helmets when we play.
No, not at all.
Your hair is too long.
Yeah. Too much. Ready to wear helmets.
No, and the same with Beck. I mean, there are some songs like where we listen to, I mean, when we record I Got Skills, we listen to Beck's Loser like way too much. And we listen to a lot of some stuff on this Modern Guild record. And we tried to take some of those elements too. But I think we started, like the artists and the songs I wrote about, we started listening to them like when Mel had already finished the songs, like acoustically. So I don't think you drew that much inspiration from those bands when you wrote the songs.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. It's like it's really hard to say where the song comes from.
Yeah. Because,
you know, well, sometimes you can say it's like I wanted to sound just like the Beatles, or I wanted, you know, have this. I don't know, but sometimes it just happens.
Yeah, sometimes it's by accident.
Yeah, and of course afterwards you can say something about it.
Or subconsciousness.
Yeah.
What role does Michael Jackson play in your life? You have the sticker on your guitar.
A really big one, actually. Yeah. Michael Jackson was the first pop star I like idolized.
He would be 53 today, or older even. Don't know.
I have no idea.
More than
older, I think. I think he died when he was 50.
Yes.
And that's probably about
could be
6
years.
Or 7. No,
no.
Longer. Definitely longer than 3 years. I was still in high school.
Okay, we can check out.
Yeah.
No, we all love, or at least I love Michael Jackson too. We're big fans. Although we don't listen to him much at all lately.
Mm-hmm.
No, but still, we used to when we were really young. So I guess that's why.
Personally, I've never been a really big fan of him.
Not me neither.
Not like an idol thing. So.
Hey.
I'm being honest.
That's cool.
Okay, so don't argue now. No. What are your lyrics about, your texts? I mean, there are songs named Bloodsucker, Peter Jr., What's Wrong, Mama, I Got Skills, and so on. So I couldn't find out a red line.
Never really thought about a red line when we were making the album. It's just stories or feelings that I
Who's writing the lyrics?
Yes. I wrote the lyrics, yeah. And it's just a lot is about myself or about situations that pissed me off or, you know, made me sad. Not a lot of songs that made me sing about things that made me happy. It's just about everyday life as I see it. Nothing more, nothing less. I don't want to, like, get a message across.
Mm-hmm. And it's not political, not at all.
No, I'm not interested in that. Or I wasn't interested in
sometimes
that when I wrote that.
Sometimes this is better.
Well, I think, like, I read a biography on the Strokes, and they said, like, you know, rock and roll has to be about girls and about being sad and about, you know, leave politics to politicians. Something like that. I don't know. I just write about what I find interesting. Yeah.
And it's girls and
feelings. Well, it's basically
it's more like feeling sad about girls.
Yeah.
Is Skinny Girl about something like this? So is it about a skinny girl or
it's
just a metaphor?
It's about a girl I know that suffered from anorexia.
Okay.
And I wrote that
song. So it's a social, maybe kind of social problem you talk about.
Yeah, but it really hit me when I heard about that. So I just wrote that song for her and it happened to be on the album. Okay. So it's, I don't know, it's not like a bigger meaning. It's like I just wanted her to cheer up, kind of.
And you produced one video?
Sorry?
You produced a video, I Got Skills?
Yeah.
Well, it's the video I've seen on your website. And yeah, you don't see much in this video, just you as a band singing and looking in front of the camera. Is it produced in America?
It no, looks it's
so
just
American.
Yeah, we tried to do that. Like, we left all the Dutch car signs out of the video and stuff like that.
So Netherlands looks like USA.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's all shot
just
like
neighborhood.
Yeah. Like there, it's all shot in or around Eindhoven, where we're from, and we have this American neighborhood over there, and that's
so
where
these balconies.
Yeah, and those look like real American houses, so that's why it looks like we recorded it there.
Yeah, I think we didn't want people to really know where we were from.
No, it wasn't like we didn't intend to pretend like we were in America or anything, but we liked the idea of people not knowing exactly where it was, because otherwise, I think you'd instantly think, oh, this is the Dutch band from Eindhoven, and we'd like to be just
boring,
you know, a band, you know.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you succeeded.
I think so. Yeah. Thank you.
Today, you will have a gig in Freiburg in the Great Rang Tang Tang tonight. It's your second on this tour.
Yeah.
But you have a large tour that will come after.
Yeah.
It's even a European tour, so I've seen about around, I don't know, 30, 40 gigs that will follow.
Yeah,
until
we're
December.
Like on this tour, we're doing, I think, Austria, Switzerland, and Italy as well.
Yeah.
And then we're going to the Netherlands to do a Dutch tour of like a little less than 1 month. And then we're going to support an Immortal Orchestra on their European tour.
So you are a support
in
the second
tour. They're pretty big venues and. I mean, I don't think if people heard from us in Budapest, for example,
no.
In Porto.
I don't know. No. You never know. Maybe there's a small fan base on Facebook.
But that's great. We're super excited to
excited.
Go to all these places.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're
thank
welcome.
You. Yeah.
Thank you for being interested in our stories.